The beauty of God is that he's faithful even when he keeps us in the wilderness.
Dr. Tony Evans says there's a reason for those tough times we go through.
He puts you in impossible situations, so it becomes clear the Lord, your God, is the only true God.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. Even the people we think we can count on the most will eventually let us down, but not God. And today, Dr. Evans explains why that's true even when it feels like the Lord has left us to fend for ourselves. Let's join him.
Joshua told the people of Israel in chapter 3, verse 5, then Joshua said to the people, consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do wonders among you. He told them, get ready. God is getting ready to do something abnormal in your midst. He's getting ready to show off. He's getting ready to demonstrate to you something the likes of which is beyond your wildest dreams. So get ready. What he was referring to was God was going to part the waters of the Jordan River. And so Israel, as you'll see in a moment, would walk through the Jordan on dry land. Talk about a breakthrough. And they were to commemorate this occasion with what is called stones of remembrance. They were to not let this occasion ever go down in history to be forgotten. Why did God tell them to have stones of remembrance? Why did he tell them in chapter 4, when you finish crossing the Jordan, verse 3, take for yourselves 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan where the priests are standing? Why did he want them to memorialize this occasion? Well, God had told them earlier, be careful not to forget the Lord your God. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 12, God says, be careful not to forget the Lord your God. Some of us have had breakthroughs in our past and we have forgotten. Some of us are looking for future breakthroughs, but we've forgotten past breakthroughs. We've forgotten the Lord our God. In fact, he tells them the reason that you ought not to forget the Lord your God is that when you forget the Lord your God, it will be because you have gravitated to other gods. This miracle that they are about to witness with the opening of the Jordan River is a miracle that only comes when they were ready to let Egypt go. How long have they been in the wilderness? 40 years. Why? Were they in the wilderness for 40 years? Very simply, they were too attached to Egypt. Until God could get Egypt out of their system, he would not let them break through and cross over the Jordan River to Canaan land. Some of us are wondering why it's taken so long for God to give us our breakthrough to Canaan, because we're still too attached to Egypt. You see, if you still got Georgia on your mind, Georgia, if you still are attached to yesterday, but you want a breakthrough for tomorrow, God will hold off your breakthrough until he knows that you are ready for it, even though it may be ready for you. Canaan was ready 40 years earlier because God told them to go up and take the land. It was ready to be taken. The problem was they weren't ready to take it. As long as you want Egypt, that is, as long as you're attached to your past, you negate what God wants to give you in your future. And so you wind up going in circles of confusion and circles of despair. And for 40 years, they have wondered, but now they were ready to break through. It was now time 40 years later, for them to see the hand of God. But in case you've been in the wilderness, wondering, waiting for God to do something, day after day, week after week, month after month, and maybe year after year, I just want you to know that God has been faithful even in the wilderness. Deuteronomy chapter 8, he says, even though I've had you in the wilderness all these years, he says, your shoes did not wear out. I fed you manna from on high. Your clothes did not wear out. The beauty of God is that he's faithful even when he keeps us in the wilderness. Because even when he hasn't come through with that mega blessing, we'll call that Canaan land, what he has done is given you and sustained you until it's time for the blessing, and you know he's done it because you're here. Joshua says in chapter 3, verse 9, and Joshua said to the sons of Israel, come now and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua says, by this you shall know the living God is among you, and that he will assuredly dispossess from before you the Canaanites, Hittites, Hivites, Perizzites. He goes on and he tells them that you're going to know when God opens up your Jordan that there is no God but your God. When you get your breakthrough, it will be clear that that could have only come from God, because it would have been something that only God could do the way it was done. They were about to behold the powerful breakthrough of God. It's described in verses 12 through 17. We won't read it all, but he says, I want verse 13, the priest to carry the ark of the Lord into the Jordan River. Now, the ark of the Lord was a big chest where God's presence resided. So they were going to follow God's presence into the Jordan River. It says in verse 14, it came about, the people set out their tents to cross the Jordan with the priest in front. And when those who carried the ark, verse 15, came into the Jordan, the feet of the priest carrying the ark was dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflowed its banks all the days of the harvest. Now, I like this. That means it was flood season. So if there was ever a time you weren't going to cross the Jordan, it was this time. The water overflowed its banks. I like that about God. He puts you in impossible situations. So it becomes clear the Lord your God is the only true God. He puts your back up against the wall. Joshua wants us to know this wasn't regular tide. He wants us to know this is flood season. And the waters, verse 16, which were flowing down from above, which rose up in one heap, a great distance away. And verse 17 says it all. And the priest who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, while all Israel crossed on dry ground until all the nation had finished crossing the Jordan. Now, when I get to heaven, I want a video of this one. I'm going to say, Gabriel, plop that one in. This one I got to see. This one in the Red Sea. This is like a replication of the Red Sea. See, they had a breakthrough 40 years earlier at the Red Sea. But they still had Egypt on their mind. So they had to go in circles until they were ready to let the past go and see God's glorious provision for the future. And so now they are there, and the Bible says that a long way down river, God blocked the waters, and the waters back up in a heap. So here they are, crossing the Jordan, the priests step in the water, and downstream, the water is blocked, and so it spirals up into a heap, unable to go down. God perhaps created an earthquake so that the rocks were thrown into the river, blocking it up, or God just said, stop, and it stopped. Whatever happened, God stopped the flow of natural movement. To put it another way, he intervened in the history. Natural law are the natural ways things work. A miracle is when God intervenes in the natural flow of the river, in the nature of things, and creates a circumstance that creates something different. When you look for your Jordan experience this year, it could happen very naturally, or God could stop the natural flow of things. That's the beauty about looking to God. He doesn't need nature. In other words, he doesn't need the natural flow. It doesn't have to come the way you expect it. God breaks through normally or naturally, but also when he interferes with the natural flow of things. Another thing about this miracle is it says in verse 17, they crossed over on dry land. Now, that's not normal if you're crossing over a riverbed. It's got to be wet land. You see, he says it twice in the verse so that you don't pass it over. God not only opened up a way supernaturally and gave them a breakthrough, he dried out the land so that they didn't get muddy going through it. God opened up a way when there was no way. He stopped the natural flow of things. But then when he opened up the way, he confirmed that it wasn't luck or chance, because all of a sudden, the land that ought to have been muddy was dry. You can't walk through a place where water has been forever and it be dry. He says, you will know. There won't be any question when God comes through, because he's going to interfere with the natural flow of things, block the water up downstream, and dry out your path so you can walk across this baby and not get muddy. It won't be messy.
But what if God has never interfered with the natural flow of things for you before? Well, Dr. Evans will explain how all that can change when he continues our message in just a moment. First, though, don't miss your chance to get a copy of our current series, Messages of Hope. It uncovers the godly purpose behind the problems and pain in your life, gives you fresh insight on facing tough choices, and reminds you of God's faithfulness and love. For a few more days, we are offering all 6 messages in this collection as our gift in appreciation for your contribution of any amount, large or small. The only way we're able to keep Tony's teaching on this station is through the faithful support of listeners just like you. Visit TonyEvans.org, make your donation online, and let us send you the CD series Messages of Hope. Again, that's TonyEvans.org. Or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222, where staff members are standing by 24/7 to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, Dr. Evans will be right back with more of our message after this.
I lead a small group at church, and we've been wanting to get deeper in the Word. Now, I can do discussions and pray with people, but I never went to Bible college or anything. Well, a friend from another church told me about the Tony Evans Training Center, and wow, they have all these courses online, and there's so much packed into them. But you can go through them on your own pace, so I just did what I could each day after work. They gave me all the background on the book, there were discussion questions, and lots of extra teaching from Tony Evans that goes even deeper than his sermons. And if someone in my group had a question I couldn't handle, I posted it in the discussion section and got the answers I needed. Well, I told my group where I got all these great resources, and one couple volunteered to lead a group of their own.
Explore our growing list of courses covering many of the most important concepts in Christianity. The Tony Evans Training Center, a world of discovery, anytime, anywhere.
If the truth were told, many of us are here because we were always told that God is alive. And we believe it academically, but it has not been part of our experience. We're always having to live off of somebody else's testimony, because he's never stopped the flow of things for you. Well, when it comes through, and gives you your breakthrough because you've consecrated yourself. Because you have thrown yourself on him and you have said, I am willing to pursue you first. And the result will be my breakthrough. Because you have done this, I will know that there is no God but you. He tells them to record this thing, to make a record by stones of remembrance. So Joshua verse 4 of chapter 4 calls 12 men who he had appointed of the sons of Israel. And he says, cross again into the ark of the Lord your God in the middle of the Jordan, and each of you take up a stone on his shoulder according to the number of the tribes of Israel. Make a record of this thing. We have trophies and awards. We have commendations on walls to commemorate an event in the past. We recognize making records. When you get baptized here, you get a baptism certificate and a membership certificate so that you have a record that you are a part of this church family or the day you are recognized. One of the reasons that you keep records is to trigger memories. Records trigger memories. In Washington, there's the Vietnam Memorial. It triggers a record of all the people who lost their lives defending this country. Even in a questionable war, we have Memorial Day to remember the veterans and all of those who sacrificed. Even now, we celebrate Martin Luther King's birthday. It triggers a memory about a dream and a dreamer who went through so much. He and those who were part of the civil rights movement in the 60s that are responsible for many of the freedoms that we enjoy today, and the breakdown of Jim Crow and the breakdown of segregation and laws that would change things in our society and bring us to where we are today. They are to trigger memories. He says, let this be, in verse 6, a sign to you. In other words, this was to be a record of what happened when God broke through. God has always been there, we just haven't kept a record. He's been there. Even in your wandering, he has been there. Some of you were in situations that if it were not for the fact that God's grace overruled that circumstance, you would not be here today, but God has been there. He says, you keep a record that God was there. You know, judges set bail for an accused person. The prosecuting attorney, however, tries to get the bail as high as they can or get the bail negated altogether. And one of the ways a prosecuting attorney does that is by showing a rap sheet of all the other things this criminal has done or the hideousness of their crime. And he argues, judge, based on this rap sheet, bail should not be offered. In other words, judge, we couldn't trust him in the past. So we ought not set bail, let him out, and expect he's going to be any different in the future. Conversely, if you have a record of the faithfulness of God, if you got a rap sheet on God, where you have recorded stones of remembrance, if you have a rap sheet of what he did yesterday, what that is supposed to remind you is that God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if his rap sheet was good when you weren't consecrated, if his rap sheet was good when you were rebellious, if his rap sheet meant he kept your shoes from wearing out, your clothes from wearing out, he sustained you in the worst of times, and that's on the rap sheet, then most certainly you can trust him for the future. Because that's what the record is for. Notice what he says in verse 10. He says, by this you will know in chapter 3, verse 10, the living God is among you, and he will assuredly dispossess you from your enemies. The purpose of a memorial in the Bible is not merely to remember yesterday. It is to be reminded that yesterday's God is good for tomorrow. The purpose of your breakthrough when it comes, the purpose of a stone of remembrance, is not merely to tell you like a trophy case, this is what happened 10 years ago. That's a museum. You go through museums and you see pictures and you see statues. We toured Europe and we saw all these museums. You ask me what was in them, I can't tell you today. They were nice for the moment. They were very interesting. But if you ask me what was in France or what was in Germany or what was in England, I couldn't tell you. You know why? Because they were museums. And museums tell you what happened yesterday. Now, nothing wrong with that, but I didn't leave Europe having visited the museums with anything that's helping me right now. Over in our Family Life Center, you walk in on the right-hand side, there is a trophy case of all the basketball games we've won, of all the baseball games we've won. We've got our series of trophies. You walk by there and you say, wow, they've won a lot of games. So what? It's nice to be able to say, yeah, we won all those games. Some of you have trophies when you used to be an athlete. My mother back in Baltimore has trophies in her house of me from football and me from the swim team and me from baseball and me from the ping pong tournament at the Y. There are trophies back. I haven't even asked them to ship them. The purpose of a stone of remembrance is to not only know what God has done, but it's to know what God has done so that you have a down payment on what he will do.
If you've never put your trust in Jesus for your future, both here on earth and for eternity in heaven, stay with us. Dr. Evans will come back in a moment to explain how that can happen for you today. First, though, I want to remind you that what you heard today is part of a 6-lesson collection called Messages of Hope, which includes bonus material we won't have time to present on the air this time around. As I mentioned earlier, it's yours with our thanks when you include a contribution of any amount, large or small, to help support this broadcast. Make the arrangements before time runs out by visiting tonyevans.org or by calling 1-800-800-3222. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, tomorrow, more from Dr. Evans on how God remains faithful even when we don't. Right now, though, he's back with this closing thought for us.
Salvation, redemption, and eternal life. The Bible says, by grace are you saved through faith. That is, God gives it away, but he won't let you buy it, earn it, or go to church or any other religious activity to try to make yourself worthy for it. And as a result, the Bible says God gets the credit and the glory, and we don't get to share in it, which is why he demands that it's free. Not only does this grace save us, but this grace sustains us. So even if you are already a Christian, but you've backslidden, grace is ready to kick in, if you will, and get you steered in the right direction once more. So would you go to God and ask him for the free gift of grace, which he gives away when faith is exercised? You say, well, what do you mean exercising faith? I mean, believing that what Jesus did, he did for you personally. This is not just generic. It has to be personal salvation and personal restoration. So you say to the Lord, I personally receive you as my Savior, or I personally return to you as my deliverer, and I'm looking for your gracious supply to deal with my sin and to give me your salvation.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.